Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Different with the I'm Sorry by Brenda Lee on December 18th, 2024. A special boy's birthday today. Not me. Young Kenneth, who's the only person joining me here on the pod as of we speak.
Yeah, on my birthday, I'm here. I don't sleep for the people. All 10 of our listeners needed this.
All young.
This is huge.
Young handsome boy's turning 29 today, huh? That's it. One more year. Wow. And we're fucking finished.
One more year till I hit my prime. Fucking full-blown prime here.
Body starts collapsing on you left and right.
That starts at 30? It's already started. I'm cooked.
Fucking 39 now. I went and had to put in a garbage disposal today, and I was like, I might not get off the floor. I don't even know if I can get off this floor right now. I've never, like, been the guy that could, you know, like, when people always watching movies and people throw their backs out. I don't know how that really happens, but I feel like that's happening soon. Soon, I'm going to be on the floor and I'll need a life alert necklace. It's going to be finished.
No, I agree.
That's going to be it for me.
I think I'm out. Like, flying planes, like, I'm ready for my VA disability. That's the only reason I joined.
They have bad backs, pilots, don't they?
And necks. Necks go bad, too.
Bobbing up and down on the co-pilot.
Geez, all that stuff. Just bad. You're not supposed to do that.
What, bob up and down on the co-pilot's lap?
It's tough. When you're in turbulence and you're trying to blow him, a lot of shit can happen. It's tough. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
It's part of our training. I just got to that part.
That's later. That's after boot camp. That's when you're becoming a lieutenant.
Yes.
So we're going to wait on Ty and the snake, possibly. But just, someone just popped in. Who could it be? Here he is. Handsome Ty. Hi, buddy.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
What a nice little pop in. I didn't even see you coming. So we were just getting into nothing, really. We just started a little quick chatter.
Just me giving blowjobs to other pilots. That's pretty much where we got.
That's how far we've gotten so far.
I can give you an update on my life. My shower clogged Thursday.
Excellent.
Snaked it. Wouldn't do the trick.
No good.
Tried Drano. Had to go out, buy a plunger. I didn't even have one. I didn't know this.
wow.
Eventually that worked. Come home today, dishwasher's broken. So I'm about to throw my whole house in the trash.
That's where I'm at.
Home
ownership 101. I have a stand-up shower, no tub. And it clogs once a year, or twice a year maybe. And I had to do it the other day. I snaked it. My snake only goes down about it's so damaged from like the rental house I've had, and I pulled out. I swear to God, it looked like a fucking European rat of hair.
It's unbelievable.
It's these broads. Like, it's not me. Clearly, I have no hair. The ladies, The hair. What are we doing? Why is it falling?
I'm partly to blame.
Yeah, there's no way there's that much.
Wow. Hair.
That's short hair. That flows down. You don't got long locks that's just wrapping around everything together.
What's crazy is, like, of those, the thing that made me the most angry was, why didn't you QB sneak it? Good question. Are you fucking kidding? What are we doing anymore?
You said it. I didn't. You said it. I didn't. That's why I started with the old "I'm sorry" by Brenda Lee, because it's just
we have to get him out of here. I can't take it. The minority shit.
This,
like,
is your guy.
No. I'm supporting DEI at the time. It's Trump's America now. DEI's out.
What's crazy is that KP, if KP could have had his world, it would be Mac and Mayo, and we would have Belichick and Mayo.
It's fucking crazy.
First of all, Bill was never taking May. Bill was taking your boy Joe all.
That's fine. I mean, listen, he could have been forced into, just like he was forced to get Mac, he could have been forced to take the top quarterback. I mean, he wanted to get rid of Mac so fast, he would have had to take a quarterback, and it would have been the best of the three. It would have been the same scenario. But the difference is Bill would have been able to recruit better free agents. He would have been able to make a difference.
Hasn't been able to do that. Bullshit. He hasn't been able to do that.
How about he coaches the players he has way better? How about that one?
Yeah, our entire defense is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he just coached them, they would be better. Duggar is the worst player on the team now, and he was unbelievable just last year. I don't care how hard he is.
He makes one bad play a game, and everyone overreacts.
Well, he's
like,
got a bad. He's made
quite a few bad plays lately.
He had some of the worst angles I've seen. I mean, Jabril Peppers was bad. The linebackers are bad.
I also think it's a whole team that's like, all right, you have no one setting the edge. You have no linebackers filling any gaps. So now you're playing safety and you're like, all right, I'm going to have to fill this hole, and that hole. Yeah. So I'm going to have to be a hero on every play.
Hero.
And it's like, it's not, you can't sustain that.
Both runs up the middle for touchdowns by the Cardinals, there was nobody at the second level. Not one person.
You know, the guy, you know,
hopscotch.
You know who does? Who? Yeah, cancer survivor James Conner. Fuck off. One that does step up every play is Christian Gonzalez, the best player of all time.
Negative. What?
Yeah, he's like a 40-year-old running back, and we couldn't chase him down. Good. I mean,
a cancer survivor couldn't take out a cancer survivor. Christian Gonzalez is good though.
Gerard Mayo says, "Hey, listen, if you take away that 50-yard run, we were looking all right." He really said that in a press conference. Everyone, just
but now we're
like, is this guy fucking serious?
We're at the point now where we're about to start playing like all the other teams used to play defense, where it's like, all right, Gonzalez is a great cornerback for sure. And now we're going to have to go get one of those guys who can just rush the passer, doesn't set an edge, doesn't play any run, doesn't help anywhere. But he's going to have 14 sacks, and everyone's going to know his name. Let's go get one of those guys now, because we're not going to play team defense ever again.
No, it's finished. And then now they're throwing away Curran, the fucking league leader, and pushing Mayo to be the fucking coach, is now saying, oh, well, Vrabel's got interest in coaching the Patriots. This is so fucked up. You can't even do that. I've been adamant on this podcast that Vrabel would be the head coach right now if Bob Kraft wasn't scared of a racial lawsuit, the Brian Flores lawsuit, because you know he promised Mayo that job. I don't know if he gave him a contract or whatever, but I'm sure there was something. And he's like, ah, fuck. That's why he was hired so fast. So it was like, you can't. There was no other option. He couldn't get him out of there. So you had to have Mayo. So in the point, you wanted Belichick out, but you tried to keep his front office and his defense intact. They made the defense worse. The offense is basically the same as the Zappy offense with your 12th pick offensive coordinator. The front office is the same but doing worse. Everything else is worse. I don't know anything that's gotten better besides the quarterback. And that was just basically a gimme. I mean, that could have been anybody. If Caleb Williams fell to 3, we'd be in shit right now because he's not good. Or, if we got Jaden Daniels, then we'd be like, oh, Jaden Daniels pretty good. But, I mean, they got lucky that Drake May is good. And that's basically all that happened. Every other player they picked is dog shit. Every free agent they picked, besides Joey Sly, is dog shit and useless.
But here's my thing about May, which, this is not, I like May. I think May's really good, right? But, imagine if
Everything
we were.
You say before, but. Is bullshit. My wife taught me that.
But imagine if we're you know, 7-7. I don't even know how many games have been played. We're 7-7 right now. and we're like battling with the Chargers, the Bengals, the Dolphins, and the Broncos for the seventh playoff spot, right? And we had to watch May in those games. Right now, anything May does, we're like, well, this guy's, this is our hero. Like, I watch him, I'm like, he's clearly the best player on the offense. Like, he's clearly like a stud. Like, he can do everything, but like, can he do, like, does it even matter if you can't do it when the games are tight? Like, I think he can. He kind of has, like, he kind of feels like he has that attitude, but like, I don't know. Right now, all we know is he's a guy who can do stuff when we're losing, and that's not fun.
I know. He's also won a game. He beat Chicago on the road.
Oh yeah, that's true. He won a game.
He should have beat. He should have beat. He tried to come back against. I think who was that team? Was it the? He did come back against the Colts, right? And the defense blew it. And
then they blew it immediately.
The game that he threw a perfect pass to DeMario Douglas, who just didn't turn around, and it got intercepted in the middle of the field when he was trying to do a 2-minute drill.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. So that's like the type of plays that, like, if Mahomes throws that pick, we're going like, oh, what the? But like, you just can't do that.
No, I get
it. I mean, granted, it might have been the receiver's fault, and like, he's a rookie and blah, blah, blah. But like, you know, I'm just a little concerned that we have to see what he's like in a division battle when you're trying to win a division.
You do, but I mean, he's still showing the capability of, like, he can do everything.
Nobody helps him.
But he literally has to do everything. Like, these guys aren't getting open. He's getting pressured instantaneously. Vidarian Lowe is an atrocity. I mean, I think I mentioned the other day, like, a guard got cut off the practice squad. And I was like, how bad do you have to be at football to be cut as a guard on this team? Like, it's impossible. You literally have to throw up on yourself every time the ball snapped. That's the only
Tony's been giving me the... You've been giving me the chuckles on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been getting the chuckles reading a lot of your Twitter. Yeah. I just hate. Tony hate is just pouring through
the tweet. I've been so hot on Grok lately. Grok is so good. I fucking, like, you type any prompt in there and the faces are perfect. Like, it's unbelievable. You just do Gerard Mayo in a dunce cap and it pops up and it's like, that's a real photo.
You know, the other thing that's frustrating is, like, a lot of – so Tom Curran has been – I mean, it's infuriating. Like, I can't handle these guys who, like, never accomplished anything in their lives. Like, what has Tom Curran accomplished? You're on CNBC Boston at 10 o'clock at night on a Wednesday, and we're supposed to be impressed by anything you've ever done in your life, yet he can just go around, like, mocking Belichick?
He's on the – no,
it's like
exactly.
You haven't even reached the pinnacle of the city in your own local network.
You're might
like
get a call.
This is like if
you
a D3
call in to Felger and Mads once a week. You're not even as big as Greg Bedard. He gets to sit in there.
This is like a D3 quarterback going, you know, I'm as good as, like, Brady doesn't know what he's doing. Like, let me explain to you all the things that Brady's fucked up with. It's like, dude, you're you're just a minute, unsuccessful little twerp, and yet you have the balls to, like, attack Belichick. And it's like all these media guys who do that. It's like, you couldn't tell me what the safeties do in quarter coverage, yet you're going to go attack, like, the, you know, the best coach that's ever existed. It's like, I just can't handle these guys because they're like, oh, the draft this, the draft that.
The draft,
it's like,
is insane.
Shut the fuck up. Ooh. I want to do an adjusted draft where you can take all the guys and eliminate the top 25 picks because the Patriots only drafted 25 on. And then give me the stats on how many all pros and pro bowlers, like, other teams are drafted. Like, I don't know. I'm just sick of all these media guys.
There's literally fucking what? Like, there's 24 positions, 25, whatever, if you count like a long snapper in the NFL. And he drafted the two greatest probably the two greatest at two positions at minimum. He coached probably the best kicker. He's up there. I mean, he's picked. Like, fucking, what is that? Like, 20%?
You could go 10%. His offense.
He's selected and developed 10% of the greatest players of all time. If you're going.
And honestly,
on
his offensive line position. Draft. His offensive line draft. You could take the offensive lineman he's drafted, and I think I could put that offensive line against any other team's drafted offensive line
The
last 30 years.
Because no team drafts an offensive line that good. I mean, like, put fucking Matt Light, Mankins. Woody, well, you mean that? Copen,
Andrews, you could go either center, Copen, or then on the right side, you could put Tooney and Volmer.
Tooney.
Fucking Solder. And Solder's not there, too. So, like, you have three tackles who are fucking elite, and you have two guards who were incredible in center. So it's like, where, what did you want him to do more? Like, I don't know. I get it. There was some, a lot of misses.
Like, there's always going to be a lot of misses, but you got to hit on like two players a draft. Cause especially when you're playing tight and you have such a fucking tight cap because you have such great players like Gronkowski's and fucking Will Forks, and you're paying these guys and you're trying to keep them going while like also bringing in cheap talent. It's hard. Like, you fucking, they don't understand that you have to build a 53 man roster and basically keep like the same like brains about it. Like, you still have to have a middle class of a roster. That's his whole thing, was pay like a few guys at the top, pay a middle class, like fucking the top 50 or maybe the top 45 players, like, you know, say 10 to 45 get minimal roster, you know, money. And then the bottom guys are like the bottom guys, but the, you know, only three or four at the top. Whereas like Kansas City Chiefs has like five guys making $1 billion, and then the rest of the team is making dog shit. You know what I mean?
Well, also the other thing you have to do is like, when you bring these guys in, they have to compete immediately at a Super Bowl level. And if you're not competing at a Super Bowl level, it's like, oh, well, we can't play you, we can't bring you along. And then it's like, well, what are we going to do with you? So you're kind of gone. So it's like, it's kind of easy to be like right now, the Patriots can draft guys. Like, if Polk isn't good this year, if he's not good, if he's like a little better next year, and by the time his third year, he's like, okay. It's like, all right, well, he might end up being fine. But if this was...
That guy stinks.
But if it was 10 years ago, we would be like, all right, well, what are we going to do, cut Polk? Because the playoffs are coming up, and he's not even making the roster.
Literally, N'Keal Harry had a better first year than Jalen Polk, and everybody was out on him by this point.
Like, he not only out on him, they were ready to... They were like, can you believe Belichick drafted this guy?
This
like,
is the worst player I've ever seen.
We're not hearing that conversation fucking every day of the week.
No. I mean, it's infuriating. And then they want to go and say, okay, let's hire Vrabel. I mean, what are you doing? To the point, like, you didn't want Belichick so much that you want to go and, you know, basically you kept 60% of, like, what Belichick was. His front offense, his front office, his defense. Basically, the entire defensive call. So, like, one side of the ball and then the front office, like, all were with Belichick last year. And then you want to just...
And it's the worst part of the team now.
Yeah, and it's only because it's been coached worse. It's the same exact fucking team, except minus...
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, the front office and the defense is the two worst parts of the team. And, oh, maybe because Belichick was handling most of that.
Yeah.
And then you get these guys who can't handle it trying to step in.
If you're sailed to the team, or, like, to the fans, where, okay, we're moving in a different direction, we're going to be, you know, a different type of offense, different type of team, then fucking be a different team. Hire the guy from Detroit. Make him hire his own staff. You know, okay, you had your scouting done, so make the draft picks with this team, and then clean out the front office, bring in a new front office. Now you're just in a cycle where you've got Belichick's guys running Belichick's defense worse, his front office running that worse, and then you have an offense that's a clusterfuck. So what are you going to do? You're going to fire him and bring in Vrabel? Like, basically, you just admit that you should have kept Belichick at that point. Like, you bring in...
It's all because of the guy who sits there and goes, Daddy, I don't like the play calls. Yeah. Daddy!
He's fucking got a pencil. God. He had a pencil and a notebook like he was a fucking Nana at Fenway taking score. E6.
Numbnut.
Yeah, E6. Shut the fuck
down. Another guy who has zero clue about anything about football. It's like, you can't tell me a cornerback's responsibility in cover two. Base coverage, cover two. You couldn't even come close to. So why don't you just maybe allow smart people to handle those decisions?
Dude, the famous clip of him yelling Randy's open. Like, it's embarrassing. Like, it's fucking, he's basically a fan. His dad bought the team when he was like 21 years old. I mean, like, fucking, he bought my dad got me a starter jacket when I was like 12. That's like the same fucking thing. But his dad got him the team, and now he thinks he can run it 20 years later. I've been watching it just as long as Jonathan has. Probably more than John. Jonathan misses press conferences to be at cardboard box emergencies. So, who knows? I mean, I used to think, you know, Jonathan was going to be a good heir. Now I'm just like, he's going to fuck this all up, and he already started. Like,
he's going to be the worst. Yeah, it's a disaster.
Yeah.
Minus the racism.
I don't remember if he was racist. I remember he did some weird things with the cheerleaders, but I don't know if he was racist or whatever he was doing. But, yeah, I mean, it's basically that. I mean, he's like, controlling everything and he's fucking things up. And, you know, they're like censoring the Patriots podcast now. It's like Big Brother over there. I don't know. Robert Kraft, like all his homies are in jail now. Like they're all fucking raping each other and now they're in fucking prison. Like Jay-Z's next to go, maybe. Who knows? I mean, the whole fucking the house of cards is crumbling down, boys.
The egos are in. Honestly, it's like it makes a lot of sense. You heard everyone say it for like the past like week. It's like, oh, why did Belichick go to college? It's because he doesn't have to listen to the all the owners and their sons, and he doesn't have to listen to the GMs and the owners, like owners, whatever, assistants who are really making the calls. And like, it's like, yeah, now you can just go and build whatever you want to do.
At least they are like your known bosses. The only thing I did, like college is fucked up where like you have to listen to boosters, like guys that are going to be giving the school money and like suck up to the schools. You know what I mean? Like this guy went to University of North Carolina and made $25 million at a car dealership. So now he wants to pump $5 million into the school. So they're going to be like, Bill, you got to go to his fucking daughter's prom. Like the fucking shit that he's going to have to go through.
I just think I have a feeling that, that Jordan might just be like, yeah, I feel like Jordan and Belichick like, are going to be like, all right, let's just get, I'm going to get this going.
That had to be such a huge draw. I'll be like the number one NIL guy you could possibly think of, even if he's not involved a lot. I know he is with basketball, but like he probably doesn't do anything for football. Like Bill Belichick and him, obviously Brady's his homeboy. So like Brady could like be like, just go help Bill. And be like, all right, I'm a billionaire. I'll give you $50 million to get the best quarterback in the best offensive line and just set the edge and destroy the ACC. Like you think, do you think whoever's coaching fucking Virginia Tech, I couldn't even tell you, is going to be like, how do I, like, they're not going to understand attacking a Bill Belichick defense. I don't care these players or how young they are. Like you're playing a sound defense with an edge set. Like it's going to be absurd to these fucking.
I have morons. 6 months. I have 6 to 8 games left of eligibility. Like I'm ready to go down there and I'm willing to set an edge for Bill.
Dude, yeah. Like I'm watching, like I watch ACC. Cause
I cannot wait for this. This is going to be, like, this is going to be so fun.
Dude, you think it's like, he really thinks that like these, like Dabo Sweeney is going to out coach Bill Belichick just cause he has good players. It's not going to happen. Like Bill's defense.
You know, what's going to be the best thing for Bill?
That is literally what's going to happen. That's not, literally just told not. Me what's
no,
going
the best
to
thing for Bill is his offense is going to be simple. So, and that's always what he wanted. Like it we got, you know, but like he likes a simplified offense and a complex defense. Like it's not much different than what Harbaugh does. And Harbaugh runs. I just love watching Harbaugh. Like JJ, we're going to hit and we're going to block.
What's his name? Was JJ fucking, I can't even remember his name. Like he was, not
McCarthy.
I mean, they just hand it off and throw quick passes. Like that's literally what they do, and then just dominate on defense. That's all.
I'll tell you right now, he's not going to be holding those fucking gay ass signs up.
No,
ooh, I mean, fucking horse and seashell and fucking bullshit.
Big like, cat on it. No, it's not.
Yeah,
be like,
no, yeah. Those aren't getting held up. We're going to call regular plays, and we're going to be a normal team.
I retweeted a tweet the other day that made me laugh so fucking hard. It was Bill in the corner of like he was either getting a transfer or a new recruit or whatever. And
from
like,
Holy Cross, it was Holy Cross game.
This for
and he was signing the thing, and somebody just quote tweeted it, a picture, a close up of Bill, and just sign the fucking paper. Laugh out loud. Just sign the fucking paper.
Even like Caroline has awesome gear, obviously, and he's just so in. Somehow found like the worst sweatshirt. You know,
it's already destroyed, sweat through. That motherfucker is already on the treadmill. Like he doesn't even want to be doing media anymore. Like they had him on inside the NFL. He probably has to finish the season on it. But he was in there, and like Lawrence Taylor had to come on and talk to him about North Carolina. Like all he cares about is North Carolina now. Couldn't care less about anything else.
He just loves football. Like he really does. It's pretty simple.
I can't stand that you guys act like all these other coaches just like don't enjoy
it.
Like
no, they enjoy.
He's
it,
not
but
gonna
going to be.
He's not gonna go recruit.
He's not.
I will
not
say that that is one thing that concerns me. But I did hear like a simple explanation. They're like, all right, if you're a guy who is, you know, you got recruited to Alabama or one of these SEC schools in your first 2 years, you thought you were going to be a first round draft pick, and then you can't really get on the field. And now you're like, all right, maybe a fifth round pick if you're lucky, like you're sliding. It's like those are the guys who Belichick should be able to get easily. You know, oh, you were going to be a fifth round pick? Come play for Bill for a year or two. and then I'll boost you up the draft board.
Yeah, because a lot of did these McVay already players have it. Like agents now?
Yeah.
Yes.
So like college players have agents. Who knows more agents than Bill Belichick? I thought they do. Like all these great players, like in NCAA, are gonna be like.
Well, they have the fake. Like, they have like.
They have like they're not real agents.
Yeah,
they're
they have like
people, like representatives.
Like your uncle Anthony would be your agent if you were.
But like Travis Hunter, yeah, exactly. Like Travis Hunter must have like Drew Rosenhaus.
Yeah,
or something.
No,
like that.
His agent is obviously Deion Sanders. What are we talking? By the way, how about his girlfriend? She's just she sucks.
Well, I mean, he wasn't very happy on Twitch about that the other day. I don't really follow college football so much.
On like, Twitch?
Travis Hunter won, like, all the awards. I was like, fuck it, draft him, play him both ways. I don't care.
Yeah, because the Heisman is a popularity contest. He should not have won it.
He also won the
– I don't think
– He won the receiver and best defensive player, right? He won both of those.
And he wasn't – and he didn't have the best stats at either of them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you draft him, he has to play cornerback and then sometimes receiver. You can't cornerback.
Can't do that. Van Pelt can't do that.
Bill Pelt
it would break his brain.
He even exists on the team. He'd be like, oh, yeah. You mean the cornerback?
But, wait, that guy. You mean the guy that won the Heisman plays offense?
What do you mean? That's crazy.
I don't know. I just don't think I really don't want to draft him.
No, go draft it up, trade down, get two picks, and draft a right tackle and a left tackle and be done with it.
The problem is, like, they don't have – nobody has two first-round picks. Like, you're going to need to drop down to 8 and get, like, their first-round pick next year. And then, like, I kind of hope they fall into, like, the top 2. So, like, somebody wants to come up and get a quarterback. But, like, who's even good enough to be a – like, is Shedeur Sanders really number one overall?
Yeah, he's good.
They're going to come get him. And the kid, Gabriel, he's 38 years old. They're going to come get him. And then Quinn,
Cam Ward. It's going to go Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders.
That guy's dog water. If somebody takes him, he's going to be
bad.
It's going to be
– he was a quarterback from Miami. If Ewers comes out. I watched him play against Syracuse. I was like, this kid is not that good. But I was like,
he's talented. Like, he's like
– no, he's not.
He's super talented.
He reminds me of like a Teddy Bridgewater type player. Like,
is there so if Ewers comes out, somebody's going to take – somebody will take Ewers really early.
Ewers is going to UNC.
Yeah, that would – no, they say fucking old Manning's going to go. What's
Arch?
His name?
Could you get Arch?
Could
you imagine Bill and Arch Manning just going to fucking just winning 3 natties in a row?
I think, but hold on. Do we have to hate Arch? I think we have to be out on a Manning. Playing on Bill. We have to be out.
I'm going to be more in on Arch if he goes with Coach B. I'm going to be up in the Carrier Dome late November next year wearing Carolina blue. I hope everyone knows that.
I'm going to be visiting my old dorms.
The old bars I used to go to, all my old haunts, and I'm gonna be wearing Carolina fucking blue. And you better believe
I am coming.
I hate this so much. You're gonna be in a Brady North Carolina jersey. It's gonna be the worst.
I'm gonna do a split Belichick jersey, half Patriots, half Carolina blue. And it's gonna be Belichick, and it's gonna say
Arch Manning would be the best thing ever.
No, he's staying in Texas, obviously.
He picked a great school though, because obviously it's like a good. Like a really good university, as well as Chapel Hill is great. I don't know if you guys have ever been, but it's like a gorgeous campus.
Chapel Hill is sick. Chapel Hill, yeah.
I mean,
it's
gonna be cheap to fly down to Chapel Hill. I might get seasons. I mean, what's the
deal?
Saturday in Chapel Hill, Sunday
in Foxborough.
I
honestly thought about that one time when Brady got the because they were. Literally, when they were signed Brady, like the fucking Tampa Bay season tickets were like $1,000. I was like, oh my God, I could fly down there and like sell 4 of the games and basically make. I'd go to 4 games, like the late season games, and then sell. I'd flip flop. I was going to flip flop the Patriots. I was going to do the early season up here and the late season in Tampa and sell the rest of them. And I was going
to
be like.
I really do think that would have been the end of our family. I don't think I would have been able to handle this.
I would have been world champion, by the way. I would have had my fucking Tampa Bay gear on. World champs.
You'd have been wearing split jerseys. You'd have been like the dumb family in 2 and 4 and a half.
You don't think I would have been firing those cannons? I would have been right on the cannons having fucking whatever they drink.
I hate you.
And the dude, I looked into it. The whole fucking logistics of it was perfect. Like, the Tampa Bay airport was like a 3-minute Uber from fucking the stadium.
Yeah, you could see the stadium off the end of the runway. It's the most ridiculous thing.
I can walk there. I'll just go to the airport and then walk back, fly home hammered, be back in Saugus by, 9, and go to sleep and go to work.
And then you remember that you had a wife and 100 kids that would have never allowed
it. She would love me to go to Tampa every weekend.
She would love to.
She's going to love Chapel Hill, me and her.
Everybody loves Chapel Thrill.
Yeah, we're going to be down there quite a bit. Watching the. I can't wait to get my Carolina Blue gear. I hope my wife got me something for Christmas. Carolina.
I don't. At least she got Sarah. It's North Carolina.
I just can't handle, like, I can't handle the media at all. I just can't handle guys who just never got it done, like, and just, I don't know, their attitude towards the whole thing, it's like.
I'm kind of in on them right now because they're like, I'm not in on, like, the media itself. I'm in on the fact that they are like, is Mayo actually a fucking moron? Like, is he this stupid? Do we really get so mad at Bill Belichick for not being able to draft that they forced out a genius because I'll never get over the fact that it was a media-driven fan frenzy, feeding frenzy on, and Bob Kraft and Jonathan Kraft bent the knee to the media and fan fucking Twitter accounts. That's all it was. There was zero reason to fire Belichick, or there was zero reason.
You know what?
You're paying him $25 million this year to go host fucking inside the NFL.
Who gets way too much credit is Mike Tomlin.
Again, yeah.
That guy sucks. What has he won?
He won one Super Bowl with Ben Roethlisberger in his first year
above 500. Bill,
yeah, exactly. He goes 9-8. KP, you called those losing seasons from Belichick.
Yeah.
Belichick went 8-9. You called it a losing season.
The same guy that
did. He's a bum and he doesn't know what he's doing.
Who's the guy that did that for Cincinnati for fucking two decades? He was fucking.
Yeah, with Dalton. The same guy.
Marvin Lewis. Yeah.
8-9, 9-8 every single year for fucking 10 years.
And we're supposed to be impressed by Mike Tomlin's 9-8 and 10-7 teams. He's never won it. What's his record in the playoffs?
What's his record against Belichick? Because he got fucking stomped every single time. He beat him, what, once? That I can remember. So, one time. And never won.
Then we turn around and go, this guy's a winner. This guy wins football games. He fucking goes 9-8 and misses the playoffs most years. Mike Tomlin is the most overrated coach in the league, and I actually think he's a good coach, but I just can't handle the fact that, like, we have to listen to people talk about Tomlin in one light.
Dude, they wanted
Belichick with the same teams. Belichick have the same teams.
I follow not a lot, but I see it a lot on Twitter, like the Pittsburgh writers and stuff. They wanted him gone the last 3 years. They're always out on him, and then, like, he'll come back and have a decent year like this year. And, you know,
it's the same thing they do with Belichick, though. Like, except Pittsburgh's owners don't just cave to the media. They're like, no, Tomlin's better than most coaches.
And he has a GM.
He's 183 and 104.
So what's that? What was Bill? 324 and 100? He fucking had twice the amount of wins and probably less losses.
What was he without Brady?
That doesn't matter. What fucking dummy without Roethlisberger?
I'm just kidding. I just like saying that because it's very funny.
And like I just said, fucking Pittsburgh has a GM that fucking falls on the sword. I mean, how many times have they fired their offensive coordinator and their defensive coordinator in the last 5 years? Like, almost every year, they fire one of them.
They also don't get enough credit for, like, everyone's like, their drafts. Like, they draft all these great defensive guys. Like, right, they drafted T.J. Watt and who else? Like, I think their defense is kind of – it's fine. I don't think it's, like, this world-beating defense.
No, it wouldn't. And Belichick and Brady would fucking stomp it just like they did every year because they've been doing the same defense since the fucking 60s. And they refused to change it. Zone blitz. Okay, we got it. And they just throw it to Gronkowski and go for 700 yards every game. Like, Tom Brady, what did he lose to Pittsburgh once? Twice, maybe? In his whole entire career? And those teams were always – top of the AFC.
Why are we talking about this? Our head coach literally fucking gave the most ridiculous answer I've ever heard when they asked about the quarterback sneak. What in the fuck?
He went 9-6 since 2018, 9-6, 8-8, 12-4, lost in the wild card round. 9-7, he made the playoffs, lost in the wild card round. He hasn't won a fucking playoff game in like 10 years.
He won the Super Bowl with three Hall of Famers in the fucking, at least. Right, he had Polamalu. He had
Bettis. Coming up on 20 years ago, though.
Fucking Roethlisberger. He had three Hall of Famers right there. I don't even remember who else was on the team. I mean, I'm sure a couple of the linemen, Fanica. Four or five Hall of Famers on that Steelers team that won the Super Bowl, and they were all Bill Cowher's team. They just won the Super Bowl like 2 years before that.
Hasn't won a playoff game since 2016.
Exactly, and Bill Belichick won a Super Bowl in 2018.
But Belichick sucks.
Yeah.
He won three Super Bowls since Tomlin's been a
one playoff game almost
conference championship game. Yeah.
Yeah, he has. I mean, but it's, I don't know. It's a different fucking, like, Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh has a little bit more leeway. Like, Philadelphia, New York, and Boston are just, maybe even Chicago, are just different. Like, they just want immediate wins, and if you don't get it, you fucking, you're fired. I don't know why they do that, but it's just the way it is. It's the way it's always been. Like, I thought Bill was kind of going to be exempt from that, but it even got him. Like, I mean, it just became crazy. And you know what? He's probably going to be happy in college. Fucking love it. Just coach up the kids.
And, can we talk about, if you hate a player, like, they can just leave in a year. I have to go in a second because I have to fucking, I have a sim at 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. tomorrow. But we need to talk about Mayo, the quarterback sneak thing. I can't take it. I've read it 100 different ways, and I want to slap him, and I want to call him some stuff.
Well, I don't know what he said. Like, they said, like, okay, why didn't you quarterback sneak on third and one and fourth and one with a 6'4 quarterback that can run? And he was like, shouldn't we have run the ball? And he said, what? You said it, I didn't. Like, the stupidest answer. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't even an answer, like, correct answer to that. Like, it was just, like, words. That was just words. So everyone took it as him, like, trashing Alex Van Pelt. I just think it was him. I don't even know if he was doing that. It was just, like, a stupid thing to say. Like, I don't think he was trashing Van Pelt, but although it sounds like that, I think it was just an idiot thing to say. Like, I think he meant, like, that's what you mean, not what, like, I don't know, that's what you're saying. It doesn't mean I think it, but he's not intellectual enough to say, like, the correct thing. Just shut up. You don't have to tell the media anything.
It's almost like he forgets, like, he talks like he's just, like, how he normally talks, which I don't actually mind, except for the fact that he forgets that he's an NFL head coach and everything is getting parsed out. So it's like, clearly you don't know how, you're not, like, smooth with the media, so why keep pretending to be, like, buddy-buddy with
him? Because because he thinks they are his buddies, but they're turning on him, so it'll get interesting. I bet it could get interesting now. Maybe he'll go ghetto.
I don't think he was ever ghetto.
The fuck are you talking about? What does that even mean? Just because he's black?
He's going to shoot
them? Yeah, that's exactly why.
He's going to shoot them?
Just doesn't even make any sense.
He's going to turn his gun sideways on Mike Reese.
I'll say this. Mike Tomlin's good at the media. He's a lot like Bill.
You know, he'll be good, like, at the media?
What?
Drake May. He's fucking good at the media.
He's the best. Yeah.
He should be
the head coach.
He should be the head coach. Exactly. Player coach, a little Bill Russell action, or a fucking Reg Dunlop, Drake May. And just fucking bring him out there. He knows how to talk to the media for real. Like, he talks like Brady used to talk to the media. Not like Goofy Mac, who would, like, did you see the stat today?
Wait.
What's his name? Is Mac Jones. Every throw over 20 yards, he's 0 for 17 with 6 interceptions.
How about the Drake May toss down the sideline? Oh.
Loved it. Josh McDaniels should get a fucking award, maybe a Nobel Prize for fucking making
Medal
Mac
of
Jones.
Honor.
Yeah, Medal of Honor, exactly. For fucking making Mac Jones, like, first of all, he made him a Pro Bowler, but made him, everybody think that he was, like, literally going to be the next Brady, and then Patriots are going to win Super Bowls with him.
The fact, like, that he made him even serviceable is a fucking act of. I don't even know.
It's infuriating watching Baker. I love Baker so much. And if Baker could have been Bill's quarterback, like, that's Bill's dream quarterback. Like,
what do you mean? Baker, they fucking stink. What are we talking about?
When he rolled his ankle, like, it was like 2 weeks ago, he, like, someone, like, kind of tackled him out of bounds, rolled his ankle. He couldn't really walk. He gets it taped up and he's just limping into the game. And he just comes down, throws a touchdown. And you're like, God, I fucking love this guy.
Yeah. And then what are they, four games? He stinks. He can't.
Baker's in the playoffs.
They're in the playoff fucking picture. Fucking
all right.
Down the NFC South. But, like, that's a terrible division.
According to you,
the worst division in the fucking game.
So what? They're still fucking going to make the playoffs. And but Bill, they said that they were going to, if he dropped past one, they were going to try and get him when he came. Like, they didn't think he was going to go one, and they were going to go jump up to get him at two or three. Josh McDaniels worked him out, like, three times.
Can we talk about they wanted to trade Mac after the Pro Bowl year, and the Crafts wouldn't let him. Like, that's a fact.
Yeah.
How good is Josh Allen now, though? That guy, I thought he was going to be really bad. That guy might be the best player in the league.
He was terrible for a year and a half, and then, like, I was like, wow, another Buffalo bust. And then all of a sudden, like, He just turned into like this fucking superhero. He can't like.
He doesn't even play like regular quarterback. He just kind of like. He just kind of does his own thing. He's so much more athletic than everyone. He's weird. Like
Cam he's giant. He's also.
He's literally Cam he's Newton, white but Cam he Newton. Has a way better arm. He's
yeah, and accurate. Yeah,
he's accurate and has a way better arm and can run through people, run over people, jump over people. He's Cam Newton that hasn't gotten hurt yet and has a way better arm. It's literally what he is.
And they don't even have good receivers. It's annoying.
The only thing that sucks about Josh Allen is that he has to play in Buffalo like half the year. If he played in a dome, yeah. He'd be undefeated probably. Like he literally
I want to see him play I'm still waiting for the playoffs because I still think Mahomes is just that much better.
Mahomes is better at like at home. Like his, wait, I saw a stat today. Four teams in the league haven't scored 30 points this year: Patriots, Giants, Raiders. Three teams you would expect: Kansas City Chiefs. Four. This is fucking insane to you.
We used to hear this about Brady teams though, like weird Brady teams when they wouldn't be that like the.
It's a different league now.
The Chargers when we beat the Chargers in the wild card round, I think that was the. What Super Bowl was that?
That was 06, right? They didn't.
No. The most recent one where they beat them like 41 to 10. We did that twice.
I have to go. You guys have a great time.
I beat it.
Goodbye.
Fucking beat it.
Go.
Bye, honey. Merry Christmas. Happy birthday.
Video game.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to KP.
Yeah, happy birthday. He's got a video game airplane test tomorrow, so he has to. Which is, by the way, 24 hours away, but apparently he needs to get his rest. I don't know. He's got a simulator at 9 p.m. tomorrow. It's 9
p.m.?
Yeah, 9 p.m., not 9 a.m. It's at 9 p.m., and he just left. He just said it. I didn't know that. He just told me that. He just says, I've got a simulator from 9 to 1 a.m. tomorrow. It's 9:30. Actually, he's in Oklahoma. It's 8:30, or maybe 7:30. I don't know what their time zone is, but it's at least 24 hours away. I don't know how long he needs to sleep for the simulator. I mean, if it crashes, you don't really die, I'm pretty sure.
He's a good boy. He's a good boy. He's just a good little boy.
He's going to get his rest. It's his birthday. Let him relax. Probably having some cake and going to sleep. Popcorn. Treating himself.
What are you guys doing for the holidays? You get everything decorated over there? Are you ready to go?
And I'm a big decorations guy, so all the decorate. I get the bar downstairs. The Malcolm Gough Studios are lit up nice. Christmas trees are up. Every gift I bought from my wife is literally going to be a photo finish if it gets here on time. So that's going to be ideal.
Yeah. I have a couple that I'm like.
Two. I got three gifts. One of them I have in hand. The other two are may not be here until next Christmas. I don't even know.
At what level do you I ordered a couple things on Amazon that are like not really the main gift. They're like just a couple other things like stocking stuffers and stuff like that. But I was like, what am I going to do here? Like, yeah. I can't just go buy it from other places. Like, Amazon's the only place that has everything and delivers it. Like,
yeah, and you don't know. Like, you could search so easy at Amazon. Like, if you had to go into, like, the mall, you'd be like, what's inside the Lego store? I don't even.
We share an account, and I think she's looking at orders. So, like, what do you do about that?
Let me tell you a little something about a professional gift buyer. You can create an attached account with a separate password, so I created one, like a gift account, and you can deliver it. It's a same Amazon account, but it's a separate username, so like you can just have it and fucking hide it. Not hide it, like you would know, like don't buy gifts for your fiance, your what do you call it, your Goomba.
Right?
Yeah, Goomba on there. Yeah, it's but it's just.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, it's a good secretive thing. But I didn't buy anything on Amazon this year.
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's so much easier. And they give you suggestions, too. Like, also, as I'm an older man, like, my wife's friends will come out of the woodwork and be like, you ever think about getting this for Anne? I'm like, no, I didn't, but I'm going to buy it now. And because that's literally half the time now. It's like my wife tells her friends, she's like, I would love that. And then they'll just text it to me. Your wife said she likes this. And I just note that. Now, that's what you do as an old man because I've run out of things to buy her. I've bought her jewelry several times. She's like, just don't buy me jewelry. Like, I don't think she likes it, and I spend a lot of money on it, and it doesn't nearly do the trick you're supposed to be.
I bought Nina a necklace, and she never wears it. I know she hates it. She won't say she hates it, but I know she hates it.
There's no worse feeling. Literally every single time I fell apart, and like I'd be get down to like the 23rd. Like, I got nothing. I got nothing. I'll just go get some expensive like diamonds. My wife would be like, "Oh, this is amazing," and then just put it right in the safe. I'm like, ugh, she hates
it. Hates it.
Hates that. And yeah, it's all right. Meanwhile, if I get something, like, if I write a real, really nice card, she's like, that's the best gift I've ever had. I don't know how it works.
I know. I do write a card for everything now because that's all she saves everyone and dates them.
She saves them?
Nina has every card I've ever given.
So she have a love box? What do they call those girls? Like a memory box where she kept everything you guys ever did, like your first date. Like she kept like the smushed penny from fucking Salem Willows when you like on your first date and you went and you got a stamped penny.
Yeah, the Pete's Prince gift card I used.
here's the bill we split at Prince Pizza.
I have both receipts. Tyler seemed to not tip as much as me, but that's fine. I think you have an extra drink.
He said he made a joke, said I owe you. And, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I was real fired up though about the media this week. I just can't handle these local media guys. They're career failures.
Yeah. I like
if you
the fact that like they're watching it fall apart. Like it's very similar to like a CNN that was in an MSNBC who was like so happy the last 4 years, and then like watching, you know, the coverage again, doing the exact same thing they did with the Hillary Clinton and Trump thing. And then they watched it all collapse in their face again. And they like are literally melting down. CNN and MSNBC are like falling apart and like going to be sold to the highest bidder. It's very similar to that. Like where the Patriots media were just so finished with Belichick. They'd do anything to get him out. And basically they pushed him out for Gerard Mayo. Right, brought him in, and you know, there was a minor January 6th event where fucking some of us, like me, had insurrections on Twitter. We insurrected on Twitter by saying how much we hate this, and we stand, it make Bill Belichick great again, so stuff like that. And then, you know, now they're watching him tank the country, basically tank the entire Patriots nation. The inflation's up, Patriots suck, the whole team is falling apart. It's very similar, and now they're watching it fall apart.
You know,
and you're watching them look at them like, oh, they get it now. They see that they fucked. They steered this right into the iceberg, and you know, like their job literally depended on the team being good.
How a lot of them got their break. But the other thing about that was, I was listening to someone, and the guy goes like, I sat down. I think it was like a big time like college coach or something like that. And he's like, I had a conversation with them and I asked him about this story. And it was like, he's like, I asked it in a bad way and he could have like ripped my head off. And he's like, no, I'm not answering that. But I'll give you this story to help you out because he knew how bad I needed a story. And it's like, do you realize that nobody gives a fuck about anything that you guys do journalistically? Like, I'll watch the game. If the Globe or the radio wasn't on ever, if we never like,
I would have noticed.
None of this, what we say matters, but they act like what they say matters. Like what we talk about the team means nothing.
No.
And we're nothing.
Trust me, nobody cares.
No one. And we're the same. We're the same level as these reporters. Like how much people should care about what we say in our opinions, which they shouldn't, is the same. What we should care about reporters' opinions. They don't know anything.
Well, they all think they're fucking just, like they all think they're like fucking Scoops McGillicuddy from 1929, where like the radio is the only way to get the game, or you're live, and like they're the ones in the dugout after the game telling you Mickey Mantle's drunk at fucking in the third inning. Like that's the only reason. You don't even know what Mickey Mantle looks like. You know what I mean? It was like, okay, you have to wait until the big sports writer tells you your stuff. And that Dan Shaughnessy's like big time like that. Like he thinks he's your like fucking access to the team. Where like they all have Twitter accounts and like send out dick pics and like tell, you know, they fucking, it's athletes have never been more accessible. You know what I mean?
We know more about like the players' actual personalities, where they used to have to tell us what type of guys these guys were.
Yeah.
Oh, he's this type of guy. It's like, no, I know pretty much who this guy is. I can hear him talk all the time. I get a good, like, we don't need you. Yeah, I just can't wait. Like, they all deserve it. I can't wait till the radio goes away. It's pretty close.
It's true, though. It's like, but it's their job depends on like the team being good. And like the only way that these guys get ratings or get clicks is, and it, Felger and Maz are really good at it. And it was like, you know, Rush Limbaugh's big thing. Like the best thing for like Rush Limbaugh was Obama being president, because he could just sit there and shit on you all day, right? The best thing for fucking like Rachel Maddow or whatever is Donald Trump being president. She could just shit on him all day. Felger and Maz, the reason they get calls is they tell you, you know, Boston public matters if they mean it or not. I doubt they mean most of it. They just tell you how bad every single one of your teams are, how bad they're doing at everything, how much they're fucking up everything. And fucking Jimmy from Chelsea is going to call in fucking six times a week trying to get under like Felger's nerves when he doesn't even care or think what he's saying is true.
But the other, like, and the other thing about that is like Jimmy from Chelsea is retiring. Yeah. These guys are retiring. Like, I don't know a single person. Well, I do know some people my age who like put the sports radio on, but they lie about it and pretend they don't. Like some of my friends, they like
in the background, but, though, too.
Yeah, but like it's going away. It's gone. I don't know. Like, nobody listens to sports radio. Where if you were to just get in someone's car 15, 20 years ago, like sports radio was just on, whether yeah. you and you just kind of had it on, but that's gone. So I don't know. I'm glad, like, the in the newspaper writers, like all these guys who like think they're doing something important when it comes to sports. It's like, you literally, this could go away and it wouldn't affect anybody. Anything.
Like I said, the team has to be good, because no one's going to be paying Boston Herald to see, like, listen to two fucking, or read two writers, to, like, beat writers to go down to fucking Foxborough. Like, they're not going to be paying multiple beat writers. Like, why is there 17 companies sending a beat writer to, for the Patriots, for everybody to have the same opinion? Like, there's
new- I mean, it could be, we're just happen to be in the area where, like, Mike Reese is by far the – he's the only reporter that matters, I think.
But he doesn't even – he literally reports. He doesn't speculate anything. He just tells you and what he's happened.
Just, he's for ESPN, not the newspapers.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing. It's like he's easily the best guy.
Yeah, he doesn't – and he's always right, and he's fucking smart. He literally just tells you what's happening. It's like, I think this he missed this tackle. And then, like, he might be like – he'll, like – oh,
or good. This week, did you see him this week? He's like the fact that this team, who all don a Patriots logo from top to bottom, decide to roll this team out after a bye week, and they were this unprepared and this sloppy, is disgusting.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, get him, Mike Reese.
He knows. He said he thought it was time for a change too. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I think a little bit.
He got emotional in that. I remember, like, he was like almost ready to cry about Belichick, and I'm like, I get it. It's hard to say that because, like, we were kind of almost there too. It's like,
I still want to keep him. I'm proven right by the fucking, just by the sheer numbers of it. Like, Bill Belichick had a bad team with a way worse roster his first year in a way worse cap situation, and made that team, you know, have a second half surge, played his best football in November and December. Yeah, they weren't good, but they played their best in November and December, and then they won the Super Bowl the next year. It's fucking – this team is getting worse in all areas except quarterback. Like, there's two players on this team right now. Like, I can't even say Christian Barmore anymore. Like, you've got two blue-chip players, and then what, Schooler? Is he, like, your next – like, if you were just – literally, if there was an expansion draft, you know how they do, like, expansion in hockey or whatever, and you can, like, protect 5 players or 10 players – if you were to start, like, if you were to do that, who would you protect? You protect Drake May. You protect Gonzalez. Those are obvious.
Yeah, and Barmore because he's young.
And Barmore, right. What, Owenu, maybe?
No,
he's not. I don't even know if you protect him anymore.
Well, you kind of have to because of how weak we are at the position, but, like, he wouldn't be that much of a threat. And then
if the Toledo fucking – if the Toledo Dragons were going to be a new football team, we could literally just – like, they could literally have – not you could take almost anybody on our team except two players, and we wouldn't get worse at all. I don't think we'd get worse. Like, there'd be like, if they took fucking Jelani Tavai, you'd be like, ah, man, that's gonna hurt. Like, would you ever think that? No.
I would honestly be relieved a little bit.
Fucking guy. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Well, the other thing is, like, it's kind of insane that we didn't have a single option to replace our one inside linebacker.
Yeah.
We don't have a second inside linebacker.
No, Dummy can't play. He thinks he's fucking literally some type of superstar playing the practice squad like fucking like it's chess. He got rid of Raekwon McMillan the week that fucking Bentley got hurt. So you only had one linebacker, and he still hasn't brought him back yet. Like, they got that Christian Ellis, who seems to be playing, like, pretty good.
He had
like,
one good game. Two games ago, he played decent, but he had a lot of bad games.
Yeah, and Raekwon McMillan's not good, but at least he played linebacker. Like, they've got nobody. They traded Uche, who hasn't been good. Like, his trades, for what it is, for what I'll say, like, each trade he's made, like, trading our good players, Judon and Uche, whatever, trading them away seems to have been fine because, like, they got him off the books, and neither of them have done anything for the other team.
Uche was definitely good to go. He didn't even dress the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Judon,
I don't know what
Judon. It's like, I don't know why we got rid of Judon. I think it was like a weird like vet move to like, are we saving money with him? Like, was it contract that we didn't want to deal
more
with?
Money, like, and he was fighting with Mayo on the practice field. And he, like, sent him back into the fucking locker room. Remember that? It was, like, the first week of training camp. He wouldn't dress. He was, like, all sitting on a barrel fighting him. And everyone was, like...
But then he did dress, and then he was, like, talking to the media. They fucked that up bad.
Yeah, they did fuck that up.
I would like... A Judon would be huge. I mean, how many times are we in spots where, like, oh, we could really use a guy to get pressure on third down? We don't have that.
They didn't have one QB hit this week. Not one QB hit. They had zero... They didn't hit Kyler Murray one time. A scrambling quarterback. They didn't hit one time. The one time they did hit him didn't count because he threw that interception and it was a hit to the helmet.
It's tough. We have the worst. We have so many holding calls on offense too, where it's like, you know, obviously holding call would the play have happened is like the same, but like it's bad. All our big plays get called back.
You're in a scenario here, and I don't want to sound dire, but it's a fact. Like, you're literally in a scenario here where you're in a multi-year rebuild. With a quarterback that looks the part, and you've got 4 more years of him under a rookie contract, and you have like a billion holes. There's like literally you've got 3 blue chip players, probably 5, you know, Pro Bowl caliber players after that, and then the rest is all replaceable players. And you have to rebuild the entire roster, probably and coach, like by the time Drake May is going to get $50 million a year.
And it does make sense why you should bring in Rabel, because he would solve, like, you could bring in a few linebackers. Like, they don't have to be studs, but, like, enough where he could get you by with them. They could bring in a couple offensive linemen where he could, like, he could just set a culture where, like, guys could – there's no culture right now. There's no way, like, what's our identity? Like, we don't run the ball. We don't throw the ball. We're not under center. I don't even know what we are. Like, we're just we kind of float. We don't really play good defense. Like, we don't do anything well. No, at least, like, last year or the last few years, even when we were bad, it was like, well, the defense is going to show up. They're going to tackle well, and they're going to hit hard, and they're not going to, you know, I guess we started making mistakes last year, but, like, they're going to limit mistakes.
Honestly,
now,
like,
it's like,
you know, McDaniels lives close by. Like, you could easily plug McDaniels. Like, I know he loves the craft. Like, you could plug McDaniels in as a fucking lifelong fucking offensive coordinator for this team right now. Get rid of fucking Mayo and fucking Wolf. Clean the front office out. Clean the defensive side of the ball out. Have Vrabel come in. Basically start from scratch, but not really, because you're going to bring Vrabel in to run his team. But you got McDaniels. You got a new fucking, you know, somebody that he might fucking trust as a general manager, and fucking run like that. And then you just fucking build off of fucking May and Gonzalez and build off toughness instead of fucking saying stupid shit in the media and fucking it up.
Yeah, and like Kumbaya and this and that. And like, I don't know, you hear things like Todd Bowles. So I never really liked Todd Bowles, but he's like, after the bye week, I realized like all we did was blocking and tackling. And he was like, that's what turned us around, blocking and tackling. He's like, we just did fundamentals for a week during the bye week. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, that's no one wants to talk about that. They want to talk about double reverse passes and bullshit. Yeah. But it's like, no, that is what that it's all. Football is like really boring, actually.
Yeah,
it should be boring. The other thing offense, I was trying to say
when
though,
it was at its best was always very predictable and boring. Like it was always like,
yeah,
you know, there was never any trickery to it. Like it does not high flying. Except for like the Randy Moss years, of course, but like it was always like
pull a guard, kick out, yeah, run up the field, pull a guard and run that play action.
Run a dig
off
to Gronkowski and let him run over people, or like fucking crossing pattern with fucking Edelman with a pick play. It was never anything that, like, you know, you weren't getting Tyreek Hill 70-yard bombs twice a game. It was always fucking very, you know, Ben Jarvis
the other thing,
up the middle for 3 yards.
I think we need to bring back, and I feel like we talked about this a few weeks ago, but like, if you're a good coordinator, just stay a good coordinator. Like, you don't need to be a head coach.
No. And definitely not this new era of, like, we're a CEO head coach where they're trying to replicate what's, like, happening in Detroit. Like, they have two...
Like, Ben Johnson should just stay as the offensive coordinator forever.
Well, it's the money and the fucking power that people love, you know what I mean? You never wanted to stay number two, you know what I mean? Especially if everyone thinks you're number one. I mean, think about the money changing your life. Like, you're getting a guaranteed $100 million to be a head coach now, or like a $50 million payout. And if you get fired, you're getting it anyway. It's even better in college. But like, you, like,
yeah, I guess
and
that
you can
money
always go
is...
back to being a coordinator. You know what I mean? Like,
I
you
know,
only get
I just
one
feel
shot
like more
usually. Maybe
I guess that money is a lot different. But like, to me, it's like, if you're Detroit, right? Like, I would pay Ben Johnson the same, almost the same amount of money I would pay Dan Campbell.
Yeah, that's the exact, that's what they did when they had McDaniels and Belichick. Like, they gave McDaniels a lot more money to stay instead of going to being the Colts head coach. Like, they were like, no, we'll give you more money. You stay here. Like, there's no salary cap to the coaches. You can pay them whatever the fuck you want. I mean, yeah, it makes sense. Like, I don't
think it's not like these owners aren't making enough money. Like, they're making unlimited money. They're
even in Detroit. I mean,
yeah.
There's just it's something about, like, I mean, Mayo, I mean, they're literally trying to replicate it, but they don't have coordinators that are good enough. Like, they had Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson, who have proven through multiple stints as, like, coaches in over their careers for years that they're good at it. Like, Aaron Glenn was with the Saints for a long time. I don't know where Ben Johnson came from, but maybe he's a fucking superstar.
He was actually like
a young superstar. I have no idea, but I know Aaron.
He
Glenn
worked for like
a
tech company in Boston for a while.
Yeah, was he 1 year?
Yeah, intern? And he worked for a tech company in Boston. No, for a couple of years out of college, and like went into football.
He's probably a genius.
Imagine that,
Adams. I thought you were doing a Mayo bit there because Mayo did.
No, he really did.
Mayo was it? Maybe he was the Mayo was his secretary. They had, I mean, those guys are good at it. And they've done it for a long time. Meanwhile, we've got a guy that's been a coordinator in name but didn't call plays, which I don't know what he was doing, designing it, I guess. But then they didn't trust him to call it. It's very weird. And then you have a guy that's never been a coordinator running the same defense he's ever done, and he's terrible at it. So I get it. He's playing with, like, no linebackers, and that's not really his thing, and no edge rushers, and it's not his problem, but he can't coach these guys up at all. I mean, he's got players that used to be all pro worthy taking angles that Pop Warner guys wouldn't take. So it's very odd. Like, he's got the only thing that's happening that's any good is when Christian Gonzalez is man to man on somebody. Like, that's literally the only thing that looks normal.
The other thing about the coaches is, like, there's not many, like, everyone wants these new young coaches that are great. But, like, first of all, McDaniel's down in Miami. Stinks.
Yeah.
What's his name? And the only one that's real good is McVay and Shanahan. But Shanahan, his dad was a coach. Like, he's been
apart too.
Yeah, but he's older than. No, he's been in a couple of Super Bowls. Like, he's successful, I think. McVay obviously successful, but the guy in for the Packers, like, he has to start winning playoff games. Like, his team is ready to win now. So, I kind of just like coaches who have coached for a while, like, you know, one things in the league, like Washington's coach who, like, he went to the Super Bowl, lost, and everyone's like, oh, this guy sucks. And then it's like, no, he might just be a good coach. Yeah. I mean, that's a big reason why Dallas isn't good anymore. They lost both of their offensive coordinators, and then they had a bad year. It's like, that happened to the Patriots all the
time. Uh-oh, I lost my guy. I'm gonna have to start it up again. That's all right. I mean, we'll talk I just might just send him a new invite here. Let's see. Fuck it. I'll chat when I'm all here by myself. So yeah, I mean, he's making some good points. I mean, it's basically all it's ever been is coordinators being good. Like, I don't think that, what do you call it? I don't think that Detroit coach is all that good a coach in general. Like, he's proven, he's been a head coach. He was for, like, he can get you fired up, and he's the type of guy that could get you fired up. And he's a good leader in ways like that. So I was just talking to myself a little bit, Ty. I was just thinking, basically, Dan from Detroit is, like, I don't know if he's necessarily even a good coach. He's a good leader and a good motivator. But I'm not necessarily, like, if he was left to his own devices, I'm not sure Detroit would be good. Like, I don't think...
It happened to Mike McCarthy. It happened to Sirianni. He lost both his offensive coordinators, the Arizona head coach and the Colts head coach. And then all of a sudden, his team has a bad year. And now they're kind of struggling. It's like, these offensive coordinators are a lot more important than people give them credit for. And replacing them is not easy.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of walk in like, oh, these guys aren't these great coaches. It's like, it's hard.
I think that what they've done is, like, the guys behind the scenes, behind Alex Van Pelt, the guy that used to be the head coach for the Giants and like the quarterback coach. I think those guys are worth keeping around. The guy, I forget his name, but he was like the guy that was like insisting Drake May's the guy. And he's been like proven to pick good quarterbacks. I can't remember his fucking name, but whatever. He's the guy that slicked back his Ben something, but he had his, he slicked back his hair and everyone made fun of him when he was the Giants head coach.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Ben, yeah.
McAdoo. Yeah. So he's behind.
But that's like, the thing. Those guys, like, and I feel like the Pats did it for a while with bringing in the ex-head coaches. Like, it's hard to get a head coach job, and then all of a sudden those guys, like, they lose it. And now it's like, I'm trying to think who else. There's someone who's, like, used to be a head coach that's now a running backs coach. And it's like, get as many of those guys on the staff as you can.
Yeah, Mary Belichick was, like, getting guys that were getting paid, like, $25 million. Like, Brent Bielema was getting paid like $25 million from Arkansas, and he was like, "You want to come over here and coach basically for free because you're already getting $25 million in Arkansas." You know what I mean? Like, they're gonna give you that money. I'll give you $125,000 for the season if you come and just help out,
build your resume here, and I'll get you back. I'll try to get you back in.
Rebuild your
Those are the guys that you need to bring in. Is those ex coaches? Like, that's what you want.
Yeah, but they have they have 300 coaches, like 2 years of experience in between all of them. Mayo doesn't know what he's doing. He has not coached a fucking person on the sidelines. He just keeps those headphones on. I don't know who the fuck he's talking to. I mean, he says he has final say in everything. I don't know if he's ever once, like, second-guessed anybody. His defensive-minded head coach that played defense, was a captain of the defense, and the defense is worse than it was last year. You know, every team deals with injuries. Every Patriots team's dealt with injuries. Belichick always found a way, including when Mayo was on the team and when Mayo was the coach. When Mayo got injured himself, they would bring in random practice squad players and they'd play up to a level that was comparable to Gerard Mayo. You know what I mean? Like, you've seen it happen. You have to be able to coach these players up, and you're not doing any of it. Like, what is giving you confidence going into year two that it's going to be any different? He's not going to be the CEO head coach of two bad coordinators and succeed. Either you get rid of everybody or you get good coordinators, and no one's going to want to coordinate a defense for him, in my opinion. Like, they're going to have to change the whole defense and create a new one, or it's going to be fucking, and then you have to get somebody that wants to coach Drake May to build their resume.
The guy they really needed to keep was Steve Belichick, I think. And even though I don't mind who's the D coordinator right now?
Covington,
like, he was definitely solid, but, like, obviously they're gonna have and I don't mind him getting the job either. Like, it was fine or whatever, but, like, you can't have you had to keep Steve too, because clearly, like, it was like somewhat of like a, you know, it seemed like it was Mayo, Steve, Bill, and Covington were all working together. So I don't think any of them, like, dislike each other. I think they all liked each other, but when you're gonna have to name a D coordinator, like, where the Patriots never did, like, who's the D coordinator? Like, yeah, Steve was calling the plays, but I can get, like, Covington might have been drawing up the scheme every week. Like, you don't know what was going on, and
you literally had to learn that with Bill. You had to, like, you had to be there for, like, years and be really smart to be the defensive coordinator. Remember, he refused to give Pepper Johnson defensive coordinator. He was like, literally, he was fucking him and the other guy too. who was like, he didn't end up making it, but he quit the team. He left the team. Everyone said he's the next guy up. He's the next guy up. He was Patrick Graham. He was like a big, he was a linebacker's coach. And I forget who the defensive coordinator at the time was. Like, he got passed up for Patricia, I think. And he was like, that's it, I'm out of here. They left. And they're like, nope, they let the best guy walk out the door or whatever. And he went to, like, be a defensive coordinator in, like, Vegas. It wasn't very good. Then he ended up in, like, the UFL as, like, a defensive coordinator. And he's just been bunting around. Pepper Johnson, same thing. Like, he knows, like, if you've earned it and you're really ready for it. And he just would never give it to the
guys. Yeah, because when Patricia left, Flores got called the D coordinator. Instantly,
yeah,
and Flores was definitely earned it. Like, Flores is the real deal.
Yeah,
and then there was no one after Flores, right?
No, they brought.
It was basically Steve and Covington and Gerard.
Yeah,
it was probably the three of them.
And Bill,
yeah, obviously. So I don't know. I don't like anything going forward. Like, there's no part of me that's any of the coaching staff, any of the front office, like, none of it seems to make sense. Like, they had such a bad draft. Like, if they had, like, a really good draft, and you're like, all right, well, Polk's a stud.
Yeah, you can get excited about players, at least.
The old lineman's good. Like, they kind of have a feel. They completely whiffed on the draft besides May.
Yeah. Like, literally every single player sucks. Every single one of them. Like, Baker, they've cut every wide receiver, and he still can't play.
He's awful.
They cut Thornton. They cut Osborne. And there's nobody left. And I don't know.
Bourne's on, like, half a leg, and he's still 10 times better than Polk.
They still refuse to use DeMario Douglas enough. It's like, infuriating. He should get 10 catches a game. It makes no sense. He should be your Julian Edelman. Like,
especially in this offense where there's not like there's other options.
No, he's open all the time. It's just I don't think he's smart enough to, like, know when to sit down in the zone and shit like that. He's clearly fucked it up a bunch of times. May won't say it, and fucking Mayo doesn't say it. Like, Booty drops the ball, creates interceptions. Like, he'll make an occasional splash play, but he drops the ball too much.
But here's another crazy thing is, like, we only ran 47 plays this weekend.
Yeah. They had, like, didn't they have, like, 23 minutes of possession? It was something insane.
And May was 19 of 23, and, like, we kind of ran the ball well. Like, I don't know.
He didn't have an incompletion until, like, 9 minutes left in the third quarter, Drake May.
And they couldn't convert a single third down.
It didn't seem right. I saw that pop on my TV. I said, that doesn't seem right. We're losing. Like, he didn't have a
completion. I was busy. I made like 120 chicken cutlets this weekend, and I was running around with my daughter, so I didn't really watch like diligently like I normally do, but I just can't remember walking in, and I have my uncle Jay, who's like, he never really yells at the TV, and he's go, why the fuck? He's swearing. He never swears. He's like, why the fuck aren't they QB sneaking? And he was like, by the third time, he was punching his chair by himself in the corner, like no one was really even talking to him, and he's like, QB Stig! QB Stig! He's like losing his mind. He's like, he's 6'8 quarterback.
Dude, that wouldn't have even been a thought if Brady came. Like, you knew Brady was sneaking it, and it didn't even matter. It was just happening. Like, the most successful QB sneaker of all time, just fourth and an inch, third and an inch. He was getting it. He was going to die before he fucking didn't get it.
Yeah. And now we have the Bills. So it's like,
might as well end here because the only reason. Like, the only way you're not going to have Mayo is if they fully collapse. And there's a good possibility that they lose by 30-plus twice in the last three games. Buffalo on the road. I don't know what the weather's going to be like. But, like, they
kind of flexed our game to 4 o'clock or something, right?
Yeah, that's annoying as fuck.
It's a 4:25 game. I think it was supposed to be a 1 o'clock game. I think they moved it.
Yeah, and then
for Josh Allen MVP.
I'm sure. It's probably for that. Just because he's going to put up numbies against the boys. Yeah. I mean, Bill Belichick couldn't stop him. What do you think he's going to do against this Covington defense? I mean, it's going
to especially be... Especially at the... Like, we're not really built, like, to cover any... Like, who's Gonzalez going to cover? Does it even matter?
No. They don't even have a good receiver. They have...
No.
Or tight end. It's Josh Allen runs around and jumps over people and just dominates the whole game. And people are eventually open because he's running around for 12 seconds. We don't have a guy that can rush the passer. We don't have a guy that can set the edge. I honestly think they're going to lose, like, I'm going to say, like, 43 to 13. That's going to be my prediction. They're going to lose by 30.
So the over in this game. So I was looking at the line, the Patriots are minus 14 points, which feels low. Like it feels like they should be like, it should be worse, right?
I don't know. Buffalo's
am I crazy?
Is Buffalo's defense that great this year though? I mean, I know their offense is clicking, but
I was kind of thinking the same thing. Like, all right, the Pats could probably put up some points actually on them. But then the over in this game is only, it was like 40, where is it? 46 and a half.
Okay.
But in my head, the Bills might score 46 and a half points.
They would. Let's see. Well, let me look at the weather here because you never know with Buffalo in this time of year. I mean, it could be fucking negative, you know, negative 20 and fucking snowing. So if it's like that, then maybe that makes sense. So Sunday, 16 and cloudy. I mean, that's fine. There's not even any wind.
That's good football weather.
4 miles.
That's good
wind.
Football.
I mean, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean,
it should be. I would take the over and the Patriots not covering this at all. I would take the
that's
Bills
what I think.
Covering
I think,
and the over.
Easy. I think the score is going to be like, yeah, something like, you know, 42-17. Like, the Patriots can score. Like, Drake May is going to make a couple plays.
Yeah, I would imagine that this is going to be one of those games where the Bills do not punt. Like, I just think it's going to be like that. I mean, and then if you see the Patriots start to quit because, I mean, they might get an easy game the last week of the season because maybe Buffalo doesn't have to play their starters.
No, they're going to have to because there's no way they're going to not be – they're going to have a chance to catch KC because KC – or even if they don't, they still need to be the 2 seed so they can play home in the second round.
Right.
It's not like the old days where it's like, all right, just get the bye and then we'll figure it out. Like, no, you need to be a 2 seed because you have to play you need home field advantage before the conference championship.
Right.
You can't rest everyone week 17 and then or week 18 or whatever and then go on the road. That would be a disaster.
No, I get it.
In the division round.
I mean, they're going to have a home game anyway because they're going to win the division. So they're going
to
win.
But then the next round, you don't want to play Baltimore at Baltimore. No. You need to play Baltimore at home.
Right. I get it.
So you can't rest anymore.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, unless they lock up the 1 seed, that's the only way.
But they're 2 games back. They wouldn't be able to lock it up unless they like win out and KC has to lose 2 games.
Okay, I get it. So, all right.
Which KC could definitely lose this week because Mahomes might not play.
Yeah, he's going to play. He's playing. Well,
it all adds up to the Patriots getting destroyed.
Yeah, they're going to get throttled twice, maybe 3 times, at least twice, once at home. So, like, if they lose by like 30 points twice and like don't show any life against the Chargers at home. I mean, there's a chance where you could move on from the whole entire organization. The whole team could get
fired. And like a couple more press conferences like he just had. And yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah, like, I mean, and you could see dummy fucking Jonathan doesn't like it. He thinks it's stupid. And he's like, what is this guy saying? Like, this isn't the guy that gave that hilarious story in Israel 17 years ago. That's not the guy that
I remember. That is my favorite. It's like, oh, I chose the quarterback 5 years ago. It's like,
yeah.
And the coach. It's like,
why were you looking for a coach 5 years ago? You had just won the Super Bowl.
It's because you weren't nice to me. It's like, yeah, all right.
He had
it's because you have a big ego. You have too big of an ego because you're rich and your dad's rich.
Nobody's coming to your games anymore. I can't give away the last 2 games of the season, by the way. Buffalo, and I have them below what I paid for on the resale app, strictly because they're obviously the last 2 games of the year, which I hate going to anyway. They're probably going to be cold, and they're dog shit, and they're going to get beat by 40 by Buffalo. I would think that at least Buffalo fans would buy the Buffalo game. Like, Chargers, I get. Like, that's far away. The Chargers fans aren't traveling, especially their team isn't, like, great. So, like, there's no Chargers fans that live in Boston. There's none that fucking live in L.A., so I don't know why they would fucking come here. Buffalo, I would expect maybe they'll sell, but, like, I might have to just eat the Chargers game and just show up solo and get drunk by myself in the parking lot because my brother's not coming with me. I mean, it'll be a light day because we just roll down there. Probably we could probably start Leaf Saugus at like 11:30 and get there before kickoff if we wanted to.
Just that'd be right a good in. Time. Yeah. I might be in for that.
Yeah, me and you. We'll just have a great. We'll fucking get Burger King. We'll even tailgate. that's what Bob Kraft's got now because they have fucked this team up so bad. That, like, at least people last year would, like, they'd still go to the games and they'd watch, you know, you would have belief that they were going to play tough and play through the games with Belichick, and you knew Belichick was going to coach tough every single game. Like, I have no confidence in this.
They weren't in every game down the stretch. Like, they played the Jets tight. They played, like, a ton of teams tight down the stretch, even though they were horrendous.
They try. They gave their all. Like, they're fucking – James Conner's running 52-yard runs up the middle, untouched at the goal line twice. Like, he just jumped over the left guard and didn't get touched. There was no linebacker at the second level two times. I don't know how that happens. Anyway, we've gone on long enough. Bills by 30 this week, and I don't know if we're gonna be doing a pod next week or the week after due to it falling on Christmas and New Year's. Maybe we'll do them Thursdays. I don't know. We'll see. Either way, I don't have the Patriots winning a game from here on out. I don't even need to tell you that. But yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'd like to, at this point, I would love to see Vrabel come back. I'm just sick of it. The sideshow. It's fucking been an embarrassment since day one. The fights on the sidelines. The fucking bike in the locker room. I do like watching.
I forgot game. About all the Judon preseason stuff. Like, that was ugly. That was like, oh, what? It was just like such a characteristic of like a team that just doesn't get it.
It was the first sign foreshadowing how embarrassingly stupid and like elementary the team was going to be. Like, it was.
Especially because you're talking about people who are making like Judon's making like $15 million. Like, that's more than most CEOs in America make. And you're going to treat this like a kind of like, oh, no, like we're not going to be tough. Like, imagine talking to like a random, like a, go talk to the CEO of AT&T and see if he's just going to be like a friendly guy when you talk to him. And that's how he wants to handle his days. He's like, oh, we're not having enough fun. You think he gives a fuck about fun?
Yeah.
China's breathing down his neck.
He's got to take a bonus while everyone's getting laid off. God damn it. CEO's got enough to worry about looking around their backs nowadays. They want to get a fucking silencer off the fucking...
The United Health guy made less than Judon. That guy got killed. Exactly. And you think this is a joke? You think we should have more fun?
We need more Little Tykes fucking basketball hoops in the in the fucking bathroom at Gillette Stadium.
No shit. Dick. Unbelievable. Football's not fun anymore. It's not supposed to be fun.
Give a fuck. You know what's fun? Winning fucking championships. The fucking Gerard Mayo shouldn't even be able to. They should fucking furl those banners up again. Until they fucking are. They look respectable and can wear the Patriots logo with pride. They should put the banners back up behind a curtain. They shouldn't.
Did he dress for a Super Bowl that he won?
No. Of course not. He fucking.
No, but he was hurt in 14.
He was hurt in 14 and he was on the 2011 team.
He never dressed for a Super Bowl.
No. Well, he dressed.
All right.
Did he dress for any of them? No, he didn't. He was hurt in 2014, and he was retired.
No, dress for a win. Like, he never dressed.
No, he did not dress for a win. Absolutely not. He did not play in the Super Bowl. No, he's not a winner.
And at that point, he was kind of. So, all right. That's good.
That's what I mean. They should roll back up all the banners until this team looks like they deserve to play in front of my six banners.
Yeah. Imagine the difference between like a Brewski coach team too. Like how Brewski would not tolerate any fun.
I don't watch ESPN a lot, but I would imagine I would, I'd like to get candid Teddy Brewski on the pod. You know, like maybe something we wouldn't necessarily show to the public. Just me and him, shooting the shit a little bit about what's going on down in Foxborough nowadays.
You just want to hang out with Brewski? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, let's get him on a fake pod. Like, we'll just say, hey, this is a podcast. We probably won't post it. You just want to just talk.
Why don't we call Matt Chatham? Why don't we get him on the pod?
I don't know. I don't think he would talk poorly about Mayo.
No, but that's fine. But like, I just like to talk to him.
I don't know.
I do like, he does make a lot of good points both ways. Like, sometimes I disagree with him, but I'm like, all right, it's fine. He's a bit of a liberal, but he makes good beats.
He is a bit of a lib these days. He was also on the Spygate Jets. People forget that.
Yeah,
that would be a good point to talk. I'd like to talk to him about the Spygate Jets because to join what's his face, Mangini, in for the Jets, and he was on that.
Mangenius.
He was with the Mangenius that year. Sure. All right. So anyway, Bills by 30. Follow us on Twitter, Brady Disciple, the KP Run, Malcolm Go Pod. Discord is malcolmgo.com/discord.com/malcolmgopodcast, whatever it is. Patreon. You know, donate. I mean, let's go. I mean, let the boys live for $1 a month. I changed, there used to be a Gerard Mayo tier, and I changed it to the Logan Mankins tier per my Discord friend.
And that was fun.
And loyal listener of the show, he made that, and he's like, "That's a good point. I didn't even realize that he was still a tier." So there's three tiers: a $1 tier, $5 tier, and a $12 tier. The Tom Brady tier, of course, and then like the middle of the road tier was the Mayo tier, and that was done before he was the head coach. And I changed it to the Logan Mankins tier, which is a sign of disrespect towards Gerard Mayo.
Deservedly so.
Yeah, exactly. The other one was the Jordan Richards tier, which is.
That's fine.
Yeah, it is. Anyway.
He was talked about a lot on this podcast.
He was the worst player the Patriots ever drafted in the Bill Belichick era, by far. Second round pick couldn't have been worse. Literally lost games as a safety.
Honestly, like, in even a safety, it's like, even if you're that bad, you should be able to. Special teams is like a lock. He couldn't even play special.
No, he was bad at that. He didn't make one play, ever. I thought he was going to be like a Matt Slater, like, we don't have to get into fucking Jordan Richards right now. I mean, I can go for an hour and a half on Jordan Richards. Anyway, go Pats, go. We'll see you next week, or maybe the week after. I'm not sure. Bye.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The back. Snap ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team in the
world! Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.